Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our special meeting of Council of Montreal West, held virtually on February 18th, 2021. My name is Benny Masella. I'm joined tonight by Councillors Dino Mazzoni, Elizabeth Yulin, Colleen Feeney, and Maria Torres. As well, we're joined by Maître Raphael D'Estasio, our Director General, and Maître Claude Gilbert, our Town Clerk. Cette séance du Conseil fut tenue à huis clos, et les membres du Conseil y assistent d'une manière virtuelle conformément à l'arrêté ministériel 2021-074 du 2 octobre 2020 du ministère de la Santé et des Services sociaux. Alors, si je peux avoir l'ouverture de la séance, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, Monsieur le maire, je propose d'ouvrir la séance.
Merci, la conseillère Torres. Je peux avoir l'appui, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, j'ai l'appui.
Merci, la conseillère Yulin. Tout en faveur, s'il vous plaît.
Oui.
Oui.
Si. Le deuxième point, c'est l'adoption de l'ordre du jour.
Oui, Monsieur le maire, je propose d'adopter l'ordre du jour de la séance spéciale du 18 février 2021, tel que présenté.
Merci, la conseillère Yulin. Je peux voir l'appui, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, je l'appuie.
Merci, la conseillère Torres. Tout en faveur, s'il vous plaît.
Oui.
Oui.
Si. Number three, the City of Beaconsfield lawsuit against the City of Montreal and the Quebec government and the retaining of a lawyer on behalf of the Town of Montreal West and other related municipalities. So this is an action that's being undertaken by the City of Beaconsfield. They're taking the Minister of Municipal Affairs and the City of Montreal to court because they don't agree with the way that a ministerial decree was being applied. And that's their right to do that. They've now, unfortunately, they've included all the demerged towns as interested third parties. So this is a motion where we're hiring a lawyer. All the other demerged towns are hiring a lawyer to defend our rights if this case ever goes to trial. The other members of the ASM are of the opinion that the proper way and the more fruitful way to come to an agreement is by sitting down at the negotiating table. And that's what we're going to be doing with the City of Montreal and being overseen by the Minister of Municipal Affairs. Unfortunately, this lawsuit now has delayed that process for, it's already 2 weeks. It's being delayed now because now there's this whole other level of bureaucracy that has to be undertaken to ensure that what's said at that negotiating table stays at the negotiating table. So like I said, the ASM is of the opinion that the better way is to negotiate a settlement. But unfortunately, Beaconsfield has chosen this way. We don't think that this is the fruitful way. Any changes that come about by this court proceeding will cause very little difference in what Montreal pays, and what Beaconsfield recuperates will come at the expense of other demerged municipalities. So if I could have somebody make the motion to adopt this, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Whereas the Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing published in the Gazette Officielle du Québec on December 4th, 2020, the order concerning rules to establish the fiscal potential of the related municipalities of the urban agglomeration of Montreal for the purposes of apportioning the agglomeration expenditure, the order. Whereas the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing published in the Gazette Officielle du Québec on January 15, 2021, an erratum to specify in section 3 of the order that the task force shall be composed of City of Montreal and Association of Suburban Municipalities, ASM, representatives in order to review the apportionment terms of aliquot shares, notably the calculation of the fiscal potential of any other sustainable solution, and report on this to the minister by August 31st, 2021. Whereas the related municipalities of the urban agglomeration of Montreal, through the Association of Suburban Municipalities, have assured the Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing of their willingness to be involved in the committee as decreed in the ministerial order. Whereas the City of Beaconsfield filed an originating notice of motion for judicial review with the Superior Court on January 15th, 2021, against Quebec's Attorney General and the City of Montreal. Whereas the related municipalities were all named as third parties by the City of Beaconsfield in said motion, whereas the filing of this motion by the City of Beaconsfield raises considerations for the interests of Montreal West on agglomeration taxation, whereas the Town of Montreal West intends on exercising its right to full review and defense, if need be, in this originating notice of motion for judicial review, whereas the Town of Montreal West has adopted a bylaw concerning contract management in accordance with Section 573.3.1.2 of the Cities and Towns Act, therefore, I move, first, that the services of Maître Nicolas Excoutier of the firm, of the law firm, McCarthy Tétrault, S-E-N-C-R-L, S-R-L, to be retained to this end. Second, that this legal mandate be deemed essential as part of the motion to the Superior Court in which all the related municipalities are named as third parties. Third, that an amount not exceeding $5,000 be approved for all necessary expenses to this end by each one of the related municipalities. Fourth, that the City of Dorval be appointed as the drop point for the payment of the fees of McCarthy Tétrault, S-E-N-C-R-L, S-R-L, by all municipalities involved in this motion. And fifth, that the management of this mandate be delegated to the Aliquot Share Committee of the related municipalities, being made of Mr. Vincent Robida, Executive Director of the ASM, Mr. Martin Bonhomme, Director General of St. Anne de Bellevue, and Ms. Natalie Rayom, Treasurer of Town of Mount Royal.
Thank you very much, Councillor Feeney. Can I have a seconder, please?
Yes, I second that.
Thank you very much, Councillor Ewan. All in favor, please?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Number four, regroupement d'achat de carburant DSL et biodiesel, délégation de compétences à la Société de transport de Montréal, STM. Ça, c'est un autre exemple où on se met ensemble avec la Ville de Montréal et dans ce cas avec l'STM pour l'achat en groupe. Nous avons déjà passé quelque chose l'année passée pour l'achat du gasoline et maintenant c'est pour l'achat du diesel. Et on l'utilise aussi pour l'achat du mazout pour l'huile de chauffage. Alors, ça, c'est un regroupement, c'est notre participation dans un regroupement pour l'achat du diesel et biodiesel. Alors, je peux voir quelqu'un faire la motion, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, Monsieur le maire, merci. Si, attendu que le service de l'approvisionnement de la Ville de Montréal a offert à la Ville de Montréal-Ouest de participer à un appel d'offres regroupé aux fins d'adjudication d'un contrat pour la gestion et la fourniture de carburant, diesel et biodiesel piloté par la STM. Et attendu que les économies prévues grâce à une telle stratégie justifient d'accepter la dite offre, Monsieur le maire, je propose, numéro un, que la Ville de Montréal-Ouest confirme sa participation à un appel d'offres commune pour la gestion et la fourniture de carburant, diesel et biodiesel, tel que proposé par la Ville de Montréal sous l'égide de la STM, et que, numéro deux, la Ville de Montréal-Ouest accepte de déléguer sa compétence en la matière à la Ville de Montréal pour les fins d'adjudication d'un contrat d'une durée de 3 ans plus 2 options de renouvellement annuel.
Merci, le conseiller Mazzoni. Je peux avoir l'appui, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, je l'appuie.
Merci, la conseillère Torres. Tout en faveur, s'il vous plaît?
Oui.
Thank you very much. Merci. And that's just to give a little summary again. We've gotten together with the City of Montreal in the past to purchase other things. Just at the end of last year, we got together with the City of Montreal to purchase, to have a group purchase for gasoline. And we've done in the past also for heating oil. In this case here, what we're doing is we're getting together with the City of Montreal, and in this case, more specifically with the STM, to buy diesel and biofuel for our fleet of vehicles. So this is just one way. Usually we end up saving a significant amount of money considering the small amounts that we purchase relative to some of these other people, but we end up paying the same price as they do per liter. Number five, c'est la période des questions. Il n'y a pas de période de questions en public puisque la séance est tenue en huis clos. Et le dernier point, c'est la levée de séance. Si je peux avoir quelqu'un pour proposer la levée de séance, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, je propose de lever les séances.
Merci, la conseillère Torres. Je peux avoir l'appui, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, je l'appuie.
Merci, la conseillère Yulin. Tout en faveur, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, oui.
Merci, tout le monde. That's it, folks. Our agenda's finished, so I appreciate you joining us tonight. L'ordre du jour a été épuisé. Alors, je vous remercie de nous avoir rejoints ce soir. Et on va se revoir lundi soir. Ça va être le 22 février pour notre séance régulière. We'll get together again on Monday night, the 22nd, for a regular council meeting. Thank you. Bonne soirée.